Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're talking Shabbos 97, talking about gathering. The Gemara cites a brisa, the gatherer, the person who was executed in the Midbar in the wilderness for gathering wood on Shabbos was Tzelafchad. We know the famous story of the Beno Tzelafchad asking for an inheritance, asking to be able to be a part, getting some land parcels. The daughters of Tzelafchad asked because there were no sons. And we know that they were able to get some, they were given some, and they explained that their father, Tzelafchad, died on account of his own sin. So the Gemara talks about what sin is that. Thus it is written, and while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man gathering wood. While elsewhere it is written, the daughters of Tzelafchad said, our father died in the wilderness. Just as there Tzelafchad is meant, so to hear Tzelafchad is meant. These are the words of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra said to him, Akiva, in either case, whether you are correct or not, you will have to give an accounting for your statement. If you are correct, the Torah concealed his name while you reveal him. And if not, you are maligning a righteous man. But this is, according to one of the opinions, is what was going on, that he gathered the wood, and that's why he was not around, and that's why the daughters had to try to get accounting to be able to get the land. But it brings to mind the idea of gathering. In our life, we're given, hopefully, God willing, 120 years. When we're going about our days and we're going about our business, we should look and we should find every day how we could gather more and more mitzvos, how we could obtain more and more mitzvos. We talk a lot of times about the story about the guy going on the beach and he sees hundreds of starfish that are dying because they're out of the water and they need to be in the water. And he goes and he takes one starfish at a time and throws one starfish back into the sea, one starfish back into the sea. Another guy comes over to him and says, what are you doing, fool? You're not going to be able to save all the hundreds of starfish. But the guy says back to him, but every starfish I send back is another starfish that I saved. Every mitzvah we get is a mitzvah we get and we save in our arsenal, because after 120 years, all we're left with is a good name. All we're left with is a mitzvah that we did. There's also the idea of that person that goes to the island and works for years and years and years getting fish, and he comes back after many years and the people say, why are you going there? He says, because fish is a wonderful commodity. If I get all the fish, I harvest the fish, I'm going to be able to sell it. And then he comes back and the fish rot because he spent his time getting the wrong thing. The fish is not what he got. He should have went for the diamonds. Everyone else went for the diamonds. He thought to go for the fish. That was the wrong thing to do. And then there's another famous parable, also a fox who goes and sees a huge bushel of grapes over the fence, and he fits just under the fence to get to the bushel that was over the fence, and he stuffs his face with grape after grape after grape, not realizing that he's going to fatten himself up, and he's not able to get back over the fence to his house because now he's too large to do so. What he should have done was taken a grape one at a time, throw it over the fence, and then he would have it to take with him and to store with him and to keep with him. All these mashalim, all these parables are explaining to us that we have to gather as many mitzvahs as we can. We have such a limited time frame here on this earth, and the point of this earth is to get more and more actions, more and more mitzvahs, more and more wonderful things. Again, Pirkei Avos, like we said yesterday, the other day, Yafe Shah Achas B'Toro Masim Tovim B'Chaye HaOlam Hazem Mikol Chaye HaOlam Haba. 1 hour of good deeds, of mitzvahs in this world, is more important, better in certain ways than the whole world to come. Gather as many mitzvahs as you can, as often as you can, whenever you can, in every possible way you can, in order to get the best possible olam haba and to do as much good as you can in this world. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 98 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.